You know what, Sam?
What?
I feel sorry for Steve Dangle.
I do too.
Coming to you from the heart of Canes country, this is the Caniac Report, your number one source for everything Carolina Hurricanes, hot takes, predictions, game analysis, and NHL news. And now your hosts, Sam Wallace and Sam Driscoll.
All right, we're back with another episode of the Caniac Report, and yeah, we might feel bad for Steve Dangle, but he's funny. I already watched him
today. I haven't watched it yet, so don't spoil
it. It's funny. That's because he's a Toronto fan, and we all know we won against Toronto in a wild, wild game. But first, as we always do, podcast news. We have a great partnership with SeatGeek. You get 20% off of your first purchase. Just use code or promo code Caniac Reports, all one word. And it's a great deal.
I think it's just $20.
What?
I think it's $20, not 20% off.
Is it?
I think so. I went in to try could and use be it wrong. Once. I think it's $20.
It's just $20 off?
I think it's $20.
Oh.
Okay. It doesn't matter. You get a discount.
You get a discount. It's a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
Hockey events, other events at PNC, or let's say like you live in Greensboro Coliseum. You can use it for any type of event.
Yeah.
Great deal. Another thing, too, is we have a link in our episode description for donations. You can click on it if you want to give to us and help us out. So there's that link if you want to. And another piece of podcast news, Sam, as we're recording this on this fine Sunday, you turned 27, right?
Yes. Today is my birthday.
You knew I was going to bring that up, didn't you?
That's because I brought it up for you. So you have to bring it up for me, too. Yeah, sure. I did bring it. Yep, it is my birthday today, March 17th, which means it's St. Patrick's Day, which means it's a license to drink. Because it's St. Patrick's Day. It's a drinking holiday. Everybody knows that.
There you go. Drink till your heart's content unless you have work tomorrow. Don't drink.
I have work tomorrow. I have work tomorrow, so don't worry. That's not going to be that kind of drinking, bud. You know, wearing green socks.
Chip was wearing green last night. Green tie. So, yeah.
Green.
I love all the green jerseys that Toronto wore. Those are pretty nice, I think. But, yeah. And also, speaking of Sam Driscoll, too, he will still... Oh, okay. So, as we're recording this, actually, Sam decided to put on a green hat. So, I bet you feel festive?
I feel festive.
Okay, good. Well, speaking of you, too, we will have you for Friday's episode, but it doesn't seem like Monday's episode a week from today. You're going to be out all weekend.
Yes,
so.
I'll be in Florida, the great state of Florida.
Yeah, so you guys will have to deal with me, so the only freak that you guys will be listening to. So, yeah. But that's all for podcast news. Now we're going to get to some NHL news. Sam, there's been quite a few NHL news. St. Louis's GM, Doug Armstrong, is named GM for Team Canada in the 2026 Olympics.
A little surprised.
Yeah, maybe. It depends. I don't know the nationalities of all the general managers out in the league, so I don't know if there are other Canadian general managers. I'm sure there is.
I'm a little surprised. I guess I'm a little surprised Don Waddell didn't get it. I think he's Canadian.
Is he?
I think so.
Or is he American?
I think he's Canadian.
I don't know.
I figured you would have gone with a little bit more of a successful general manager. I mean, again, I have my disagreements with how Waddell's done things in the past, but still, it doesn't matter. He brought this franchise. He helped bring the franchise from rags to riches. So
yes,
where we can disagree with maybe going from riches to the crown, but he brought us out of the dark ages. So I'm a little surprised maybe for that one. I feel like Doug Armstrong's fine, but I don't think he's like an elite general manager. I think he's fine.
Yeah, so... I mean, I think he's fine, too, with St. Louis. It seems like they're kind of stuck in mediocrity from where I've seen. They're a decent team, but they're a team that hasn't really gone through a whole rebuild. There's and they're a team that hasn't really gone all for it. Yes, yeah, Sam, I know you're proud of that green hat.
It's funny.
Oh, my gosh. But another piece of news, Sam. Chicago and Corey Perry have reached a settlement.
Yes,
it's over important the contract to note, termination.
It's important to note that this disagreement, this grievance was filed by the PA, not by the player.
Yes.
Corey Perry did not file it. He just kind of wanted to move on. But the NHLPA didn't want this to be used as a precedent for people to terminate contracts going forward. So whatever happened in Chicago did not warrant a contract termination in their mind.
Yes. So good thing that they've reached a settlement and now they can move on from that.
It sounded like if it was any other franchise but Chicago, it would not have been a contract termination.
Yeah, it does sound like that. So, but yeah, they've reached a settlement. I'm happy they're able to move on, not having to worry about any of the Corey Perry stuff.
Yeah.
The next piece of news, Sam, this came out last night. Martin St. Louis is taking the family leave. We don't know what it is, but he's taking the family leave. Yep.
We hope all is well, and we'll respect the privacy of the coach, former player, my favorite player who ever played for Tampa.
He's been, I think, a pretty good coach for Montreal with the team that he's been handed.
Yeah, in fact, they've kind of been clawed themselves into a position where they've kind of been part of the conversation this season. They really don't have that much of a chance to make the playoffs, but it's not like they're out of it like other teams in the National Hockey League. So they've had given the roster they have, they've had a decent year. They're going to keep getting better.
Yeah,
they're moving in the right direction.
They have high potential.
Yes.
Whether they get there is a question.
And I think they will get there under St. Louis. I think he's a good hockey coach. They need a couple more pieces.
Probably on the back end.
Yeah,
because I think for a group, they're pretty solid. Nick Suzuki, you have Jurok Slafkovský, who was a high pick, and you have other players up front. So,
in Carolina alone, there's going to be a lot of UFA defensemen. So if they want to take one of ours, they're going to get an opportunity if we don't sign them by July 1. So.
Oh, yeah, they probably are. The question is, will Brett Pesce go to Montreal? Because the reality is with these Canadian teams and, Sam, even these high market teams up in the north, tax is a huge consideration of where these players want to go. Yeah. So we'll see how that goes with Montreal. But the last piece of news that we will get to, oh, my gosh, the hat glows. The hat actually glows. You are so happy, aren't you?
I didn't realize it glows. That's kind of funny.
Oh, gosh. Okay. All right. Yeah, that's something. But
I'll wear it to work tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I feel bad for your coworkers already.
It's funny.
Today, actually, reported by Pierre LeBrun last week, the GM's executive committee is meeting today. A few things.
Oh, okay.
Player safety. And I think a huge incident that really sparked that debate was the Morgan Riley incident, if you remember. After the opposing team's player, I can't remember the name of the player, but he shot it into the Toronto's empty net, if you remember. Morgan Riley took a shot to the head.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
Yeah. So that was kind of the reason player safety was brought up. And then they're also going to be discussing, Sam, 3-on-3 overtime. I wonder if there might be like a shot clock implemented or something, because I think GMs are kind of like, coaches are getting smart with the overtime, and usually when they get a little bit smart, it can be a little bit boring in 3-on-3 overtime.
Like the Caps game.
Yes, like the Caps game, if you guys remember that, so... There's going to be having some of that discussion. And the last part is LTIR usage, Sam. We know Vegas uses that to their advantage really well. And Tampa started doing it with Kucherov. Seems like the league is a little bit tightening up on the LTIR stuff, but we'll see how that goes. From what I've heard is that there's probably just going to be talks. Nothing's going to be implemented. The reason why is because that changes the cap rules when it comes to LTIR, and that's a CBA issue, not a general manager issue. But Sam, part of this committee, which is interesting, there are like six GMs, Steve Yzerman, Ken Holland, Doug Armstrong, Kevin Cheveldayoff, Lou Lamorello, and Don Waddell.
So Don Waddell's a member of this group?
Yes, he is.
I'm not overly surprised. He's been around for a while.
Yeah, so a lot of experience right there when it comes to general managers.
It'll be interesting to see the direction these conversations go. I wouldn't be opposed to overtime changing. I'd like them to at the very least expand it to 10 minutes.
I would too. That's my thing. But I understand why they might want to implement like a shot clock or something that makes it to where players are just keeping it and passing it. Because, I mean, yeah, the entertainment value does go down when it's just two teams just being like hogging possession more than just shooting.
Yep, can be. Yep.
So it's going to be interesting. That's all for NHL news, though.
Light week.
Yeah, light week. But for the Hurricanes, you know, I did not bring this up the past couple episodes, but during the Calgary game, Jacob Slavin made it to where he is now the leading point scorer by a defenseman.
Sam, how could you?
In franchise history.
He's your favorite player, and you have yet to mention it.
I'm sorry, Slavin.
You need to write him a letter. Apologize.
I know. I'm sorry. I forgot to insert that the past couple episodes.
And you got to go to the Summit Church and apologize.
Whoa. I was not going to show where I go to church here. Well, I guess that got out.
Everyone goes to Summit, Sam. But Summit, no, they don't. It's Summit Summit or Shepherd's, right? And I didn't say which Summit you go to. There's like a million of them.
Yeah, there is. There's plenty.
If everyone wants to know specifically which one Sam goes to.
No, don't. I like to have my privacy.
He goes to the one in Charlotte.
Yeah, that makes so much sense since we live in Cary. That probably narrows it down right there. But
See, now that was on you.
Yeah, I know that was on
me. I go to church
in
Cary,
I know that
too,
was
Sam.
On
me. I go to Peace Church in Cary. So I'm honest. That's fine. My church is small. Okay. No one's going to know me.
Okay. Yeah. But yeah, congrats to Jacob Slavin, and yeah, congrats on your fabulous hat over there.
You should wear your hat to church, Sam.
No.
You don't want to wear the hat to church?
No.
You look good in the hat.
Put
it on.
I'm not putting the hat on.
Put the hat on.
No, I'm not. You okay, Sam?
Yes, I'm fine.
Oh my gosh. And the next piece of news, yes, it is finally official, Sam. Spencer Martin gets a one-year $775,000 contract. And we're not going to tell you how we might have knew that was going to happen.
Yes.
But
we did have some insider information that made it pretty clear this was the direction they were going. But we opted not to make a comment on this because of how we got the information. But
we're very respectful.
Yeah, and we're also very thrilled with the deal. Spencer Martin earned a contract, I think, here. He really seems to like it here. The question really becomes is, was it a two-way or one-way contract?
It was a one-way, I believe. I'll go ahead and check real quick.
Because if it's a one-way contract, you got to think that means Freddie might be out the door. They might move him this offseason.
I'm checking here. Oh, stupid ad. It's a one way.
Okay. So they probably feel Martin can be the backup. Wouldn't shock me if Freddie moves out.
Well, that's what I was thinking. When you have three goalies for next season now. Now, listen, Ronta, nicknamed Father Finn, everybody loves him. But to me, that signing indicates he's not going to be here. And he's going to be a UFA. I don't know if he would want to be here because I think he'd be like, you know what? I think I can play for another team and get good NHL minutes.
Yeah, he's going to go somewhere where he can play, at least be a backup. Because here he'd be the third goalie, and he would be... And if Anderson stays, he'd be the fourth goalie.
I don't think he wants to be... I wouldn't want to be the fourth goalie.
No, because he'd be in the minors.
Yeah. And, I mean, you can speculate whether Ronta's time is up. But regardless, I mean... He can still play NHL games.
Yeah, he can still play. It's just we're just in a situation now where, and I think it's unfortunate. I think Ronta, I love Auntie Ronta. I do. I think he's had a rough season. But it's one of those things where they have a younger goalie in Spencer Martin that they got lucky with. And they don't want to send, because if they throw him on waivers, he's gone.
Oh, yeah, he is.
So, yeah, it sucks that Antti Raanta's not going to get a real shot at playing for a Stanley Cup. But, you know, we'll see what happens. And Raanta still could play. I mean, Anderson, touch him and he could break.
Well, here's the thing with Raanta. I mean, he had a rough patch this season. But yep. He was able to kind of get out of that.
Yep.
And I wouldn't say that he's the fourth goalie because he's been terrible.
No.
It's just other goalies, like Spencer Martin, have played better than him. So, I mean, that's just the fact right there. So, good for Spencer Martin. He gets some job security. And I hope he continues into next season playing like he is playing this season. So, congrats to Spencer Martin there. So, yeah, that's kind of all for NHL and Hurricanes news. Now we're going to get to the Toronto and Ottawa game. But before we do, let's get to our sponsor. We know hockey games move fast, but with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, you can score faster than anything happening on the ice. This week, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app with code THPN. New customers bet just $5 on the NHL and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code THPN. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boo Hill Casino and Resort, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/hockey for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. NHL and the NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League. Copyright NHL 24. All rights reserved. Okay, Sam. This Toronto game was something. What are you doing with tape?
I don't know. It was sitting there. I don't know why it's sitting there, Sam.
I had nothing to do with the tape.
Maybe it was your dad.
Oh, my gosh. Whatever. Good thing we don't have video because they'd see how much of a mess the table is right now. But
it's better than it had been.
Yes, it has. But Sam, back to the Toronto game. I mean, first period, nothing really happened. And after that first period, I think we kind of thought, oh, this might be a close game. Mm-hmm. I would say a close defensive game. It wasn't.
No, it was not.
And in the second period, Toronto decided to take command of our mistakes. Lots of mistakes. In the neutral zone that Toronto was just able to have great transition speed. And it's obvious because you had Matthews, you had Nylander, you had Tavares. Now, Marner was out.
Yes.
But still.
Toronto was by far and away the better team through 55 minutes.
Yeah, I agree. Because Carolina, not a great game from them, but they were able to get 2 points, and by get 2 points, I say steal 2 points.
Because Carolina was the better team through the last 5 minutes of the third period, and when you're as good as Carolina is...
And a few minutes at the end of the second, too.
Yeah, and I mean, Carolina got a power play at the end of the third. I think that helped them.
And at the end of the second, too, with Jarvis scoring.
Yeah, so Carolina went, what, 2-for-2 on the power play?
I think 2-for-4,
50% is not bad, and that was needed, right? And look, you stole 2 points. That is the reality of this game. You stole 2 points. Aho had a 3-point game. I don't think Aho is particularly good. It really wasn't anybody on the team I thought was particularly good. I thought Kuznetsov looked good, and I thought Gensel. I think that was one of Gensel's best games. He's been playing really well. like really
he'll
well.
He'll get his goals, and he did get a goal, but we will get to that after we go through all these goals. Sam, I think the real story here, I say a story, because it wasn't a great nor a very bad one. Okay, we're actually 2 for 5 on the power play. But Kachekov. Now, you look at these goals here. Tavares scores on a defensive breakdown and a bad pass from Jesper Foss, I believe. I did not think Foss had a good game. Or KK.
Foss needed to be moved off that line. Look, can we have a line conversation? Because I think we need to have the conversation on the lines. And I think this game exacerbated why we need to have this conversation.
When we were down, so Martinook just scored. Because it was Tavares, Nylander, and then Robertson. Nothing Kachekov could have done on the Robertson goal.
No.
Nylander, I think that just proves how good Nylander is. Then Kachekov kind of... Kachekov went for Nylander's bait. And Nylander was able to juke around him. But so
Kachekov beat him with the same move. When Nylander tried to pull the same move in the shootout, and Kachekov was like, no, I've learned.
Yes, he has. And I think while you can blame him for a couple of these goals, probably the Tavares and the Kampf goal in the third period. I thought he really needed to have that Kampf goal.
Yeah, and look, I'm not, and you know, our friend Griff from Caniac Sessions wasn't thrilled that we criticized Kachetkov for that fourth goal.
But he's not the reason why. It's our defense just collapsing.
And I would be willing to bet he would say he would want that fourth, at the very least want that fourth goal back, right? Five holes always a rough one for a goalie to give up. Get your stick on the ice the way it's supposed to be, and it's not a goal. So yeah, Kachetkov probably wants that fourth one back. But Kachetkov was what kept us even in this game. And gave us an opportunity to win this game. He shut the door in the shootout. He shut the door in overtime on the penalty kill in overtime. So if you want to talk about who won this game and who stole you 2 points, it's Kachekov. Now, again, you want him to have that fourth goal, and you're probably like, he was a little shaky there. But Kachekov was able to shut the door and make a lot of really big saves. And at the end of the day, I would argue that we goalied Toronto. Because I thought our goalie had to work harder than Ilya Samsonov of Toronto.
Although we have made some pretty good goals as well. And basically, yes. Jarvis scores at the end of that second period, Sam. That makes it 3-2 on the power play. Sam, that's when we have hope. That's when we're like, oh, we could tie this in the third period. And we almost did, Sam, at the beginning of that third period. Gensel almost got his first goal as a Hurricane. Remember that? Where the puck trickles right behind Samsonov, but Toronto was able to get it out. That was so close. And then the dagger was Kampf scoring that made it 4-2. I mean, after that, I just was like, I can't see us winning this game. But Carolina loves to do this to me. They're like, oh, it's almost the end of the game. We're going to put some pressure on our Hurricanes fans. That's why they're called the Cardiac Canes for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Aho scoring on a power play from Gensel and Orlov. So Gensel does get a point along with the Jarvis goal. So that's 2. And that makes it 4-3. And then 4-4, tie it. It's Aho again. I thought it went off of Svech at first.
Look, but Aho got
great tip from Aho.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, who cares? As long as you get the goal.
Exactly.
And Carolina ties this game.
7 seconds left.
I was in shock.
I was too.
I bet your dad was screaming.
Oh, yeah. My dad was like, oh, my gosh. My mom was into the game, surprisingly.
Oh, that's funny.
Yes. Because she was like, I can't believe we just scored 2 goals in the last 3 minutes.
I can hear your mom saying that too, which is funny.
Yeah. But, I mean, we tied it. We stole a point going into overtime. Now, Toronto gets a power play in the overtime.
At that point, you just try and kill it.
Yes.
And it was toward the end of the third. It was toward the end of overtime, too. So you only were going to have about 50 seconds left. After the penalty kill, But Carolina was able to get it done. They killed the penalty with a lot of help from Pyotr Kochetkov and a lot of good, several good clears. You get to the shootout. And we get to watch Yevgeny Kuznetsov do his thing. He does not score, but it's fun to watch it from our side this time instead of having to watch it from the other side.
He made that look so easy.
Well, yeah, he does. I mean, he didn't. Again, he didn't score, but again, you have what's nice is Carolina's had a problem this year of not having anyone who's particularly good in the shootout. Now we've got two. Got Kuznetsov and Gensel.
Well, Kuznetsov didn't score.
Kuznetsov didn't score, and you're not going to score every time. So you go to Kuznetsov first. He misses. Then you go to Svech. Well, then Toronto goes. They miss. Then you go to Svech. He goes. He was the worst of the three. He didn't even get it on goal. And then Toronto goes. They miss. I'm sorry. Toronto goes first. They miss. Then Kuznetsov. Then Toronto goes. They
Matthews.
Miss. Then Svech goes. Yep. He misses. Then Toronto goes again.
Domi.
Domi goes, he misses, and now this game is on Gensel's stick. He goes in, dekes out Samsonov, and the puck goes in the net. Carolina wins it. In the shootout, they snag a victory from the jaws of defeat. Get 2 points against the Toronto Maple Leafs, which was much needed.
And I bet you cheered.
I did. I won money.
Gensel scored.
I did. I won money.
Of course.
I bet on the Hurricanes to win. I won money.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. But yeah, 5-4 win for the Hurricanes. That was just a great, surprising game. I thought we were going to lose in overtime with that power play. But your best penalty killer has to be your goalie.
Always.
And Kochetkov really was able to do it. And shootout, I was even more nervous because Toronto has the offensive talent there. But Kochetkov was like, you know what? I have learned from my mistakes on those breakaways. In regulation, and you know what? Kochetkov, he's able to stop all three, Matthews, Nylander, and Domi. Wow. I don't know if it would have made that much of a difference if Marner was in the game, but doesn't matter. Hurricanes win, and I love seeing Steve Dangle freak out, Sam.
We all love seeing Steve Dangle freak out. Are you ready to watch the Hurricanes play Ottawa?
Yes, I am. So we'll be recapping that now. Wow, Sam, what a great game. Take that hat off, please.
You don't like my hat.
No, I don't like the hat. It looks tacky. That's the reason why.
The Russians would like it.
Okay, the Russians would. And we'll speak about Russians a lot during this Ottawa game because yes. Dmitry Orlov was the highlight player.
Yes.
He gets 2 goals, 2 assists, 4 points. What a night for him. Best offensive night from Orlov. And he's showing why
Perfecto.
We signed him to a $7-something million contract.
Yes. He's starting to show that he is worth the money, which is important because he really hadn't shown it all season until really the last, third of the season. He's really turned into that defenseman. It wouldn't shock me if next season he played with Slavin instead of Burns. If they decide they want to let someone a little bit younger go up with Slavin, I think Orlov's capable of it. Or at least, I mean, again, our defense is most likely going to look very different next season. So it'll be interesting to see what his role is in that group. He'll probably at the very least be a second pairing, but we'll see what happens there. But Orlov had probably a career night in Carolina. Definitely his best night as a Hurricane.
Yes, he really did. And I mean, Ottawa, honestly, I mean, it wasn't, I thought, like a very, very terrible game because I didn't really think it wasn't really until I think probably the end of the second, going into the third, where Carolina established their game. First period was a little bit iffy, I thought. And second period, Ottawa was getting tons of chances, I thought. But
yeah. Yep.
Carolina really shut the door once Jarvis scored at the end of that second. And Kuznetsov, he scores again on the power play. Now, Anderson, I thought he played solid. I mean, probably need to have that first goal from Shabbat.
Yeah.
But Stutzel, I mean, my gosh, he's That was a world-class move on Chatfield there.
No, it was a great shot. I'm not even mad at Freddie. I'm not mad at anybody. That was just a good shot.
Yes, it was. He's showing why he's a first-line center for Ottawa. And Ottawa, I mean, Carolina exposed their weakness, which was goaltending.
Yeah, I mean, I think Forsberg is a solid goalie. I don't think Carolina is just leaps and bounds better than Ottawa. In almost every category, they're better than Ottawa.
Yes, offense, and they could have showed it a little bit sooner. But
this was a back-to-back game. If anything, they were slow to start, and they used what they had left in the tank at the end of the game, which is fine. It worked out. Again, Ottawa's bad enough that you can do that. But I was impressed with Kuznetsov, Gensel.
Yeah, Gensel scored.
Yeah, Gensel scored. I won money.
Yes, I'm very happy for him because Kuznetsov, he has 2 points along with Gensel. Like, the new guys are really coming together with this team. Very, very happy for them. And, I mean, also just want to talk about the defensive pairs. I think Orlov is probably the flashiest defenseman on that blue line.
Yeah.
But there's just right now no definitive weakness on the blue line. Like, I even think Pesci and Che are playing so much better than they've been this season.
Honestly, I think this trade deadline, and I've said it every episode since the deadline, and my argument for why they needed to make the moves that they made, it's that they showed the guys in the room they believed in them. And, hey, we believe you guys can do it, but let's give you guys an even bigger chance to do it. Here's Jake Gensel, the 40-goal scorer, and here's Evgeny Kuznetsov, a top-six center, who is now your number two center. And it's very clear he is the number two center on this team. So you got your second-line center, which you needed. You've got your goal scorer, which you needed. So you shored up the two positions you needed without really giving away anybody other than Bunting.
Which is pretty good.
Off the roster. Because
Bunting is a little bit expendable if you looked at the lineup.
Yeah, well, yeah, for sure, because you have a player who doesn't provide the offense that Bunting does, but the physicality in Brendan Lemieux and Stefan Nason. Those guys can provide you that physicality. They might not have the offensive touch. And Lemieux is playing amazing. Yeah, he had a good night. He had 2 points tonight. He had a goal and an assist, so good for Lemieux.
Great pass to Orlov for his first goal on the breakaway.
Again, tonight, I thought once the team kicked into gear, they were all very, very, very good. Anderson played very well. Maybe you want to fault him on the first goal. I think he probably wants it back himself. He was cheating a little bit there. But overall, I really think Freddie had a great game. Nothing he was going to do on that second goal. That was just a great, great, great play by Stützle. And
in the regular season, you can afford to have bad goals. It's just playoffs, you can't.
Yeah, especially when you're going to light them up like they did in the third, but you're not going to do that in the playoffs, at least not very often.
Yes, and that is two Sundays in a row where Carolina has scored 7 goals. They must love playing at 6 p.m. on Sundays, so I hope they play on 6 p.m. on Sundays for the rest of the season.
Well, I mean, next game is going to be a tough one. Who are we playing? Islanders, right?
Yeah, Islanders is the next game. That's going to cap off the road trip. And then we come back home on Thursday, I believe. Against
Philly.
Yes, against Philly. And we're back on the road, Washington, on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then, guess what, 6 p.m.? Against Toronto, though.
Isn't that a home game?
It is a home game. So
that'll be interesting to see.
Maybe we score 7 goals there too. If we do, Sam, that's going to be epic.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think they can score 7 goals on Toronto. They scored 5. No reason to think they can't score 7.
Look, I don't think Toronto. I think Carolina is better than Toronto.
I do too.
I think everybody knows Carolina is better than Toronto. I don't think Toronto's very good this year. If they get knocked out in the first round, it shouldn't surprise anybody.
Yeah, I'm not going to be surprised either on who Toronto versus. But yeah, that was just a great game, 7-2. Last thing I do want to talk about. The post game where
Anastasia Yatsov
That was so funny. That was probably the best post-game broadcast moment I have ever seen this season.
It was funny.
It was so funny.
It was funny. It was a good one. It was funny. Tripp's great. Tripp's funny. He called her that. And then Orlov and Kuznetsov, who are friends and played together. They are, again, Stanley Cup champions, Orlov and Kuznetsov, who are best friends. Very, very close Russians. Again, Carolina's got a lot of good Russian guys on their team. Svech, Kochetkov, Orlov, and Kuznetsov. So we got four Russians on this team who are very, very good. And they'll probably have a lot of chemistry together. So
I think it's a benefit. I still want to see Svech kind of, I mean, he can score. We know he can be a game changer forward. I don't think we've seen that yet.
I think he's playing through something.
He could be playing through something, but it's just...
I think
we can see more, because we have seen more from
him. I think he's playing through an injury. Probably nothing crazy, but I think he's playing through something. At least mild. And as long as he gets better by playoffs, I think that's all that matters. This team's a playoff team. We're going to be in the playoffs. I don't even think there's not even a remote possibility that we bump out of the second spot. We're not going to be third. It's first or second. We're too far ahead of Philly or New York to get bumped out of the top two.
Oh, yeah, we are. We are very comfortably seated in the top two.
It's a matter of fact of whether we're number one or number two. Again, we're 4 points behind the Rangers. I don't think we catch them. But, I mean, if we do, we do. And then we get home ice advantage guaranteed in the first two rounds. And I think that's a great thing. But I just don't think that's a reality that we see. So second place is fine. I have no problem with that. This team is good enough, I think, to beat New York in a best of seven when we don't have home ice. So we'll see what happens.
And I would argue...
And that's assuming New York gets out of the first round. They might not.
Yeah, and I mean, I would argue, too, when it came to the Rangers game, that, again, Sol and Kuznetsov didn't really cement themselves yet. They were still trying to find their positions within the team.
No, I mean, it was like Gensel's first game, Kuznetsov's second game. So, yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I'm not concerned.
I love the Kuzi line. I really am. I see high potential of that Kuzi line.
Mm-hmm.
And I think question is, where do you see Teravainen?
Right now, I put him on the fourth line.
I would, too.
So, Drury, Tavo, and Nason can do a lot together. I don't think that's a bad line.
I think he
gives you three scoring lines. And then if Drury somehow starts to fall off, you can throw KK there. So it's not like you don't have options.
Exactly.
You actually have depth at the center position now with Kuznetsov coming into the lineup. So there's a lot of positives.
That gamble really is paying off with
Kuznetsov. Yeah, because we have him for what, around 4 million or 3 million? Around 4 or 5 million, something like that.
3.1, or actually... I think I'm wrong there. I think 3.9, so I think you're correct, around 4 million.
So that's a great deal for us, because that means he's your second-line center this season and next season, and it gives KK a little bit more time to kind of find his game, which I think is a good thing.
Yes, it really is a good thing. And just to clarify, yeah, 3.9 million. So, yeah, great game, and we will see you guys Friday.
Thanks for listening to the Kaniac Report. Be sure to subscribe wherever you heard this podcast so you never miss a future episode. Can't get enough of the Kaniac Report? For more content or to connect with the Sams, check them out on Instagram and Twitter @the Kaniac Report. We'll see you next time.